Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola. Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your power mentor, and we are going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind, so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. So we're coaching you here Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have not done this already, go ahead and share the call with other people. They can dial in the 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. All right, so you know it is Financial Freedom Friday. Financial Freedom Friday. How you feeling out there? What you doing? We're wrapping up our series, the number one way to ensure your success is giving 100%. As we begin to move through these series, the Holy Spirit has ministered to us, taught us, directed us, and corrected us that we are the heartbeat of our business. God gave us 100% and we must give back 100%, it will just make life all the more worth living. People that operate at 100% definitely are pursuing, living out, walking in their purpose. So we give 100% effort, you can expect 100% of success in your due season. On today, we're coming out of the book of Romans, and I need you to go back and listen to this series because each one of the scriptures were so on point, as it always is, on what God would have us to understand why we must give our best. I can tell you this right now, Romans 2 and 6 is where we're going to be coming out of. You're definitely going to want to keep this really, 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 really close to your heart because God is just saying, I'm telling you like it is. But we got to go to him and say, Lord, show us how to work so we can get our due, because God wants to give you what's due to you. Yes, he does. He wants to give you what's due to you. But we got to go to the Lord right now and ask him to correct us and show us. We don't know, God. We don't know. Show us. Father God, we come before you. We honor you on today. This is the day you've made, and we are so glad and joyous we're here in the land of the living. Dear Lord, we're asking for your spirit, your Holy Spirit, Spirit of the living God, come down and rain on us like a flood. We want you to overtake Power Start Your Day. We're giving you full rein to do what you'd like to do and to have your way with us, your people. Our hands are lifted up. At this point, we're surrendering. We have hands without wrath asking you, oh dear Lord, to show us how to give 100% of ourselves. As you pour your spirit on us on today, let us be illuminated with all the wisdom, the know-how, everything we need so that we can operate at 100%. We're so grateful and we honor you As we're going out to do these great exploits in your name, we'll be careful to acknowledge you because there is no one higher, bigger, greater than you. We honor you, O Father God, as our priorities are being aligned with your will, so that your will can be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Dear Lord, we just want to say we love you, and we know we show you we love you by keeping your commandments. So we'll be a great example, not only in front, but behind closed doors, of what you have called us to do with our assignment and in leadership. No more bipolar followers. We are single-minded on what it is you have us to do. We honor you and we bless you and we seal this prayer in the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, guys. So I am heading on into Orlando, Florida. Going to go launch a new team there. I'm very excited. Had an amazing event on last night at our team weekly meeting. And when I got home after, you know, spending time with the leaders, I love to see leaders. I love to see new people saying yes to a better life, yes to their next level, being able to now make conscious decisions that I know where I am today is because of what I've given into my life, and I am ready to give it all. And I need that guidance. I need those reminders. I need somebody to even crack the whip sometimes. So I'm so happy when I see that. We had an amazing closeout on yesterday. And so as I was driving home, and I was having a conversation with one of our leaders, and, you know, we were discussing some things. And by the time I got in, talking to Robert, and just a few moments after, I said, I'm out of gas. I gave 100% again. And I said, well, Lord, what did I do? Was I really productive? And from the top of the morning, you guys know I go and I praise him, that I come and, you know, serve Caden, serve you. And then I even went into taking care of follow up. And then I did videos for my website. Then I went and picked up Caden. We went to basketball practice, went on to the meeting, closed out people, fellowshiped with the team, came home, talked to my hubby. Oh, I even launched someone's business in the midst of that. And then now as I am getting ready to go into Orlando, gathering everything. So we won't be able to take in any callers on today, because we outie 5,000. But I want you to know that Romans 2:6 says something. See, when I do all that, and it's all in the will of God, with pure head, pure heart, clean hands, he told me this. He will render to each one according to his works. He will render to each one according to his works. He will render to each one according to his works. So, being that God wants to give you what's due to you, what could you say, God, I'm ready to cash in on? Not your 10%, not your 20%, not your 30%, 40%, not even your 99%. We're trying to cancel out any room for failure so we can be at 100. Don't you want 100% of what God has for you? Don't you want God to just blow your mind and give you what's due to you? Well, you gotta do it. You gotta push. You gotta pray. And then, of course, you gotta go ahead and pursue that thing. But you gotta persist with perseverance until it happens. If you want the best, you gotta give it the best. You can't give good and want best. You can't keep saying good enough and want best. I mean, isn't it good enough that God has given us grace and mercy? We don't deserve that. He gave us salvation. It's free. But I'm going to tell you this. Overflow going to cost you something. Walking in the wealth zone going to cost you something. And you say, but Nicole, I'm overwhelmed. That's because you're not used to walking in the success zone. You're not used to being in the wealth zone. I want to give you a few tips before I head out on my plane on today. If you're using the success system, instead of you always just kind of trying to figure out what's the secret, what is the shortcut, use the success system and be consistent with that. And then you'll be able to stop saying I'm overwhelmed. You'll say I'm getting acclimated. I'm getting acclimated with my wealth system. We've given you the cash calendar to lay out your days, including balancing with your prayer and your family and even the weeks with your worship to get filled up. Because as you continue to pour out in order to give your 100%, people say, well, how do I do it? Because I'm not doing it off of my own might. Anytime I get tired, I say, Lord, your might, not my own. By your might, not mine. By your strength, not mine. Pace to win the race. Be smart. You cannot trick time. If you waste your days, you're going to find yourself running out of gas. Pace to win the race. You need to learn that. And the 7 steps to success. Saying, I need to do this every day and eventually I'm moving in overflow. If I do this every day and I give it all I got, I give it 100%, I can ensure success. Put your game face on. We kicking and screaming to the next level. Aren't you tired of being where you are? You looking in your children's eyes, that's all you want them to have is what you've had. Your grandchildren, that's all they're going to get is what you have. God said, this is the season. How does he know you can give 100%? Because he gave it to you. He gave you 100%. So you can give 100%. Family, if you're in the Orlando area, hopefully I'll see you out there. Hopefully if not, you are getting yourself ramped up, ready for Synergy 2018. That's happening on October 26th through the 27th. I'm going to tell you something. You got to be trained to give 100%. Because our habits of life have trained us to give much less than. You want to make sure you and your team are the first to get your tickets to Synergy. All I'm going to tell you that it is going to blow your mind, because every single time we say we're giving 100%, God meet us at the point of need, and then people's lives, businesses explode. Guys, I love you. I see you later. Go ahead and make it happen over the weekend. You got a short amount of time to get it done, but just get it done. Bless you.